Our text this morning is the Psalm 33. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, to be a pastor means learning to deal with death. It can be one of the most frightening aspects of that vocation. Not only do you have death within your own family to deal with and the sadness of losing close loved ones like everyone does, you also have a congregation. A gathering of souls to whom you are called to preach and administer the sacraments. Those people gathered around word and sacrament are another extended family. And the pastor knows that in the time he serves at a certain location, he will be burying men, women, children, whom he has come to know and love as good friends, as people with shared memories, shared joy, and sorrow. The death of any one of these brings its sorrows. The fact that there is a hole in your life that cannot be filled with that person anymore. That loss is something experienced by us all at various times in our lives. Probably most, if not all of us, gathered this morning have gone through such grieving more than once. All Saints' Day teaches us that death for God's children is not their end. Death does not define God's people. The faithful departed are not lost to us, and they are certainly not lost to God. They remain in his eyes. They are not forgotten. They are even now enjoying the eternal rest that God in his word promises and fulfills. They are the saints who from their labors rest. A saint is a holy one. The holiness of a saint is not a self-achieved holiness. It is received as a gift through faith in the one true Holy One, Jesus Christ. Without Christ, we are and remain sinners only. But by faith in Christ, confessing him as my Lord who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, we are given the white robe of righteousness, a sainthood that gives us the goodness and perfection of Jesus himself. In that sense, we can truly call our gathering here today around God's word a gathering of saints. But we are those saints who still must deal with this world, unlike those saints who have died and are with the Lord. The hymn summarizes the difference. We feebly struggle, they in glory shine. Their glory and their rest were revealed to St. John in these words. I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. This is true because, as Psalm 33 states, the eye of the Lord is on his saints to deliver their soul from death. The deliverance from death is really what we celebrate today on All Saints' Day. It's a remembrance for those who have died, certainly, but particularly about those who died in the Lord, those who gave their lives for the faith, the martyrs. This means we are remembering those who were washed in the blood of the Lamb through holy baptism. We are remembering those who were buried with Christ by baptism into death and raised with him to newness of life. Those whose physical lives have ended here. no longer live by faith in the blessed promise of God as we do. No, they live with hope fulfilled, where faith is replaced by sight, and they see God face to face. As Job confessed in the midst of his struggles in this world, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another. How my heart yearns within me." Such faith, such confidence is possible only because of the Redeemer, the one who has already died in our place, taking away the sting of death and the power of the cold grave. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, has become our rest, the one in whom we find security in a world filled with death. Death has no hold on Jesus because he defeated it, killing it by himself being killed, yet rising from the grave to proclaim his freedom from the chain of death, and in that way, proclaiming victory for you who believe in him, who put your life in his hands, trusting that death has no power over you, for you are Christ's, his holy ones, his saints. The salvation achieved and won by Jesus is the way by which God delivers the soul from death. That victory of Christ is what is proclaimed from pulpits and poured out from baptismal fonts. And this is what teaches pastors how to deal with the death of the sheep in their little flocks. This is what teaches you how to deal with death, the death of your loved ones and your own pending death. It is not about what you or I can do. It is about what the Lamb who was slain has done, how he has brought his saints home to the mansions he has already prepared for them and for you too. On this All Saints Day, it is good for us to remember our loved ones, our friends who have died in the Lord. We cannot do so without a tinge of sadness, but it is a sadness tempered with a holy joy, with a confidence that those who hope in the mercy of the Lord are seen by him, remembered by him, and delivered from death to eternal life in heaven. It was a strange and dreadful strife when life and death contended. The victory remained with life. The reign of death was ended. Holy Scripture plainly saith that death is swallowed up by death. In vain it rages o'er us. Alleluia. Amen. May rise and let us pray. O Almighty and everlasting God, through your only begotten and beloved Son, Jesus Christ, you will sanctify all your elect and beloved. Give us grace to follow their faith, hope, and love, that we, together with your saints, may obtain eternal life. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.